Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Ayin Gimel, Erevin 73. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin on the bottom of Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, where the Gemara is going to touch upon the dispute between Rav and Shmuel, which we discussed in yesterday's podcast, which is, do we follow the place where a person eats or the place where a person sleeps, which is their primary location? So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara cites a b'raisa, Misha Yeshel Beis Shar. Let's say a person has a Beis Shar, which is like a small house in front of the gate of the courtyard, either inside or outside, that you pass through in order to get to the courtyard, and the security guard sits over there. Or if you have an achsadra, this is a place in front of a house which is surrounded on three sides with a roof on it, and again you walk through that to get to the house. Or if somebody has a merpeset, which is basically it's in like a porch, a long porch with several rooms, and in each room there's it's its own private opening, and therefore you make this long porch in front of it, and everybody has to go up one ladder to get to the merpeset. Everybody goes out via this ladder, the Chatzar Chavero. So the Merpeset is in his friend's courtyard, even though he lives in the other courtyard. Hareza Eino Osar. Well, these people are not going to, all these cases, they're not going to prohibit the owner of the courtyard from carrying in it, because these places are not called Dira. They're not called the place where somebody lives, even though somebody could be sleeping in them. However, if a person has a base Hatev, and if a person has in the courtyard of his friend a place where he stores the grain, or if he has Beis HaBak, or if he has like a barn, or Beis HaEitzim, a place where he stores the wood, or Beis HaOtzros, a place where he stores the wine, even though he doesn't live there, according to the Tanakhama in this price, Areza Osarov, then the owner of these things is going to prohibit the person who lives in the courtyard to carry in the courtyard without first getting his permission or making an Eruv. Rabbi Yehuda says, Enu Osar El Makom Dira Belvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the only place where a person prohibits is if he is living there, but the storage places, the grain and the other places, they're not going to prohibit it. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to bring a proof for his position. It says Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa ben Nafcha shayu lo chamesh chatzeros. There's an incident with ben Nafcha that had where he had five courtyards, Be'usha. He had five courtyards in one, they all entered into one alleyway in Usha, and one of them he would live in, and in the other one he had the storage places. And the incident came before the rabbis to know under which alleyway is Ben Nafcha prohibit the other people to carry, which is his residence. So Amru Eino Oser El Beis Dira Bavad. The only place where it's going to be prohibited is only in the place where he actually has a shame dira, where he actually lives there. And that's the only place where it's going to be prohibited for the other people to carry without an Erev. Gemara says, base dira salkadaitach. So, meaning to say that he has to have just a house that's appropriate for living, that's enough. He doesn't have to live there. So the Gemara says, you're right, ela ema makom dira, a place where he actually lives. That's the place where it's going to prohibit it. My makom dira. How do we determine what is the place where he actually lives? So Rav says on the top of our daf ayin gimel amud aleph, Rav says makom pisa, a place where he eats. That's what Rashi says. Shu ochal shem, a place of bread where he eats. Shmuel says makom lina, a place where he sleeps. That's how we consider what is his place of dira. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rav. Again, Rav follows, says we follow the place where he eats. Gemara challenges this from a braisa which we had already cited in our Gemara once. And this is the braisa that says, Haroim, the shepherds, v'haikaitzanin. This refers to Tchum Shabbos, that you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos outside your city. And we want to know if these people are included, do they get the Tchum of being in a specific city? So let's say you have shepherds or kaitzanin. The kaitzanin are the people who guard the figs in the field to make sure that they're drying properly. Borganin, these are the guards of the city. V'shomri aperos, or just people who protect the fruit of the city. Bisman should darken lowen but year. If they normally sleep in the city, basically during the day they're in the fields, and at night they come back to sleep in the city. That's where they eat and they sleep. And even though at the start of Shabbos, they were in their field, that's not going to be considered like that's where they are for that's their shvisa for the tchum. But we say arein ke'anshei ha'ir, since they always sleep in the city, we're going to consider them like the people of the city, and they're going to have 2,000 amos from the city in every direction, and so and also the whole city is like their arba amos, and they can walk throughout the entire city, and they're included in the city. However, bezman shedarkan lalim basada, but if they sleep in the field, yishlan alpayim will call ruach, then they have 2,000 amos in every direction from the field, and they don't get the status of the city. So we see from here, it's a very big question on Rav, because we see that we follow the place where they sleep and not the place where they eat. Gemara says, Rav would answer, no, Hasam, no, that case is different, because with respect to the guards who sleep in the field, Anan Sahadi, we testify, we know, the Mamtu who rifta Hasam, that if we brought bread to them there, Tveinichuhu, they'd rather eat in the field. Meaning to say, we know certainly that if we brought the food to them in the field, they'd rather eat in the field. So that's the place where they're actually eating, because they need to watch it at all times. They sleep there at night. And it's just for the fact that they don't have the food there specifically that they come back to eat it. But really, the place where they're sleeping in this circumstance is really the place where they want to eat. So therefore, Rav says it's not a proof. But we see from here, the place where people would rather eat is indeed the place where they're establishing their residence. And indeed, the Rambam writes this with respect to students who want to eat at their Rebbe's house, that that's where they measure the tchum from, because we know that they would really rather be staying in the Rebbe's house. And so therefore, even though the place where they're eating, it fixes it, let's say the students normally eat by their Rebbe, we're going to assume that that's the place they really want to be. And that's why their tchum is going to be measured from the place where they're sleeping, even though they're not eating at the Rebbe's house. We know that that's their preference.